This episode of Our Fair City is brought to you by Video Ball. Video Ball is a piece of electronic entertainment. Video Ball is a sport you can play. Video Ball is a sport everyone can play. Go play Video Ball. More info at videoball.net.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember. Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Order, cleanliness, and obedience. These are some of the pillars that keep our society civilized in a world that, I assure you, is nothing but slavering wolves and murderous outsiders beyond our doors. Executor Teju Valentine has set about rebuilding the pillars of the lower levels, both figuratively and literally. Displaced policies, weeks ago a drain on the company's resources, are delighted to be again on the clock. They work double shifts, happily sacrificing food and rest to repair the damage done by ants and weather. Massive pumps drain water from the atrium while crews huck muck out of clogged pipes and drains. In one of the more particularly choked sections, two tower watch officers oversee the work of a gang of refugees, those creatures we know as Hendersonians.
Then the mole said, "I reckon I could plug that hole for you, but I haven't got a work order."
Good one, Chesley.
Cam, you can call me Chess. And you know, shift'd go faster if you laughed at the joke.
You can call me Cameron Chesley. And shift'd go faster if, one, the jokes were any good. And two, our team wasn't always passing out.
Founders, again? You'd think we were asking them to do something hard, like sit for the entrance exam. Hey, policy. Hello? Face down policy. You're currently using your break time, I'll have you know. Only 3 minutes of those allotted. Cameron? Hey. Wait. Yeesh. Just look at this guy. Is he dead?
Is he okay?
Archie, hold my cane. I'll need two hands to carry this cobbler.
He's fine. You just need something to eat, don't you?
Aw, come on, Cameron. Those are your dried apple bars.
They're the company's dried apple bars, and I'm using it to fuel the company's assets. Speaking of which...
Hey! Those are my dried apple bars!
Go on. You can eat it.
Thank you, sir.
We need you healthy. After all, this tunnel needs to be fully drained by the end of the shift, or...
Or the executor will eat our faces. Or worse, have a shoveling muck along with you. Now get back to work. Go on. Get in there.
Leave him alone, kid. He's got a bum leg, and he's half starved.
Oh, sure. This one's got a bum leg. Some lady on my other shift's got a leaking appendix? Just do your jobs, okay? You think this sector's gonna drain itself? No wonder Executor Valentine threw him down here on the sump pump job.
He sent you too, moron.
Excuse me?
Leave him.
Cam, today, it's a 3-minute break and dried apple bars. Tomorrow, they'll be wanting a manager's hour and a damn apple pie!
And you know what motivates the policies so well.
I do! You don't need to coddle them or feed them. Just keep their spirits up. Keep them working. Check this out. Hey, policy. Why did the burned out manager ask that his sales team be the ones to throw him in the dead disposal chute?
So they could let him down one last time.
Oh, wow. That was a great funny pants impression.
Wahey.
This is why we aren't getting any work done.
You were the one that said the shift would go by faster with jokes.
Yeah, boss. The knee slappers make the 12 hours go by much faster.
You think you can clown with me? You think you're a really funny pants, huh?
Watch it, will ya? I'm on the edge here. I'm...
Archie!
Executor, we have a policy down in the outflow.
Are you insane? Give me that!
Are you insane?
If Executive Valentine hears about this, we'll be flogged.
I can't reach him. Can you swim? I can't swim.
Hang on, buddy. We're a-coming. Grab a hold of his harness. Tim to the crane clank. Veronica, Grayson, meet out that cable.
Got it.
Knock it off, you all! Get back to your stations!
Oh, get out of the way.
No power to the crane, old man.
Then we do it by hand. Grab the end of the cable. Heave and hoe! He ain't grabbing on.
Swim, Archie!
I don't think he can. Didn't they ever...
get wreck time at the pool?
We've got a pool?
Focus, Grayson. Now's not the time to be thinking of cute pool names.
Huh? I didn't say any.
Can't hold on. I'm going in for him.
Tim, the current will drag you down too in your state.
I'll just say he drowned!
Out of my way.
Executor!
Whoa.
Executor!
Turn off the pumps, then get out of my sight.
But, sir, these policies are dangerous. She assaulted me.
Don't make me repeat myself.
Sir!
Never thought I'd get my life saved by a suit.
This suit requires your assistance immediately. We're headed for the environmental hazard doors.
What for? We don't trust you, oh destroyer of truth tapes.
Trust is for office icebreakers. This is an order for your fellow policy's well-being.
Since when were the policies a priority, Executor?
Since the day I became Executor, Ms. Hasher. By any ways and any means. Now come.
I don't like this.
Why?
Last time I trusted someone, I ended up zip-tied and hurled into this drowned tunnel. And that was what? Oh, 50 hours ago?
Good. You're learning. We don't have a choice. We don't come, Valentine sends his men after us.
The brain's got a point. Let's see what he wants.
I'm told you built a structure down in Wastefield 7. Ramparts, channels.
We sure did.
Who's asking?
The other emergency work teams have channeled roughly 70% of the floodwaters to the chamber above. We can drop the water into this anteroom, but we need a way to lift the water up and over the doors to the air vent. A way to control it while keeping the sluice gate mostly closed.
Why mostly closed? Oh.
You have experience with this from the waste fields, yes?
We almost drowned in the waste falls before we got it safe and habitable, yeah.
But you survived, and you made a moat.
A pool moat?
Superb.
Doors closing.
Hey, he's locking us in here.
Yes, I am locking us in here. All of us. Your true forte, Hendersonians, is problem solving. However bogglingly inept you appear on first impression.
Hey, thanks!
This is Valentine. Bring in the water. Show me. Show me what it is that's kept you alive so long. Show me that Neil lives on.
You're crazy.
No, I'm right. We have 2 hours before the water levels get to this platform, or the doors explode open.
Can we do it, Tim?
Hang on. I'm thinking. The lifts.
Hazard doors at 2%. 60% maximum pressure.
Tim! Yeah. If we get Archie on the lift crank...
Got it.
Grayson, old man, we need both of you to rig up additional chain supports on the big lift.
You got it, Tim.
Veronica, we can get the water up, but to activate the manual control, you'll have to swim out to the outer panel.
I can do that.
And me to oversee. That just leaves manually opening the sluice.
Right. That'll be me.
As the Hendersonians begin to build the massive lift that Clear Skies Tim has envisioned, I would remind you to think not of Tim's invention as true wisdom. Know that it was Teju's will, Heart Life's will, that provided the miracle that was the Great Draining. These men were born in Heart Life's medi-units, fed Heart Life's finest sea-quality algae, and despite their horrible variance scores, gainfully employed by Heart Life. Their bodies and brain matter belong solely to the company. Take comfort in that, dear policy. We are all but resources in the elegant machine that is Heart Life. We are all resources towards a greater vision.
Hazard doors at 98% maximum pressure low.
I'm ready.
Actually did it.
And you said we were imbeciles, Mr. Valentine.
Boy, he sure got up there fast.
Authorization accepted. Panel opening. Outer locks engaging.
Hey, Mr. Valentine, wait for us.
Mr. Valentine?
Splendid job, Hendersonians. Now we get rid of the remaining water. And you.
Wait just a damn second here.
We're going to be flushed?
How apt! You get it? Become a Hendersonians and all!
Is this really the time?
It's not personal.
Flushing a person is the definition of personal!
No, it ain't.
Shut up, Grayson!
Okay. But I'm not wrong.
Why'd you even save Archie if you were gonna kill us?
Kill you? No. I can't have you in the tower instigating further revolt, but you can deal with the ants. You've proven that. Therefore, I've assigned you to it. Not all of you will survive, but those that do shall likely be victorious.
Well, as long as we're victorious, I guess we don't mind.
That's the spirit. There are weapons, clothing, and a training guide I modded in the interior storage. Good luck.
Environmental hazard doors disengaging in 5 minutes. Please stand away from environmental hazard doors. Your life depends on it.
Back out to the tundra. I can't go back out there.
Deep breaths, okay?
Yeah, savor your remaining breaths while you can.
It's okay, guys. The outside can't be so bad, right? Let's consult the training guide.
Greetings, friends of Neil Henderson. And welcome to your new position as Ant Disposal Unit.
Tunnels below!
Please consult your manager.
I didn't assign one.
For more details, you have been given one standard issue supply of...
War chest. Forgive the tools. Low on supplies.
Please open it now and acquaint yourself with your new office supplies.
Am I senile? Or are these beat-up sticks made of rubber?
Let me see that. These ain't even real compliance sticks. I'd know. I've seen 100 rowdy audience members get balded by the real thing if I've seen one.
Welcome to day one of your career training.
Old man, what do we do?
Make a ruckus. Someone out there will hear us and free us. For the revolution.
Help!
Boys, keep it up. You're doing well. I can hear you.
that I have faith.
And prepare for your first day of training, where you will be...
fighting against one of the largest hordes of ants ever to threaten the Heartlife Tower.
Thank you for your patience.
We're definitely gonna die!
Probably! Honor on! If we die, we die with gumption! Or, you know, of equipment malfunction.
Warning!
Founders above! He's really doing it!
I'll be seeing you soon, little brother. In the big dressing room in the sky!
Executor Teju Valentine has yet again exemplified the virtue of efficiency by assigning the Hendersonians a difficult task indeed. Will they help ensure our safety with a noble strike against the ants? Or will they find some cowardly way to avoid their assignment and survive? Find out as the story of Our Fair City continues.
Loyal Policies, this is Heartlife NFP Executive Producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. It has been a big month for us here at Heartlife. We are excited to share that this December, we officially passed 1 million downloads of Our Fair City since 2013. Thank you so much to every Loyal Policy that has recommended the show to a friend, talked us up on social media, and most importantly, listened to our work. We cannot thank you enough. If you'd like to help us keep making Our Fair City, please consider making a pledge to our Patreon campaign at www.patreon.com/heartlifenfp. There, you can get great rewards like shoutouts on the air, Our Fair City ringtones, personalized Heartlife policy certificates, and more. Today, we'd like to give a special shoutout to one of our manager-level Patreon backers, Charles Schumach. Thank you so much for your support, Charles. Extra algae rations have been dispersed to your habitation assignment for the remainder of the fiscal cycle. You can also help spread the word about the show by rating and reviewing on iTunes or whatever podcasting service you're listening to us on. Loyal Policies, thank you so, so much. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.